Hey, you've got the morning show with Aaron, and I want to welcome to the studio Candace and Mattia. Good morning.
Good morning.
So these guys are owners of Pasta Paradiso, a very cool-looking van that I met or saw for the first time at the Creative Market a couple of weeks ago. So we thought we'd get you guys in for a chat, and especially glad to have you in now because, Candace, you're at a state of very pregnant. Would you describe yourself right now?
Very heavy.
Yeah, so we didn't. Normally I would like to interview you guys just before the next Creative Market, but we weren't sure that you would be available.
Exactly.
Yeah, might be busy. And so, and also, folks, if you're a fan of their food and suddenly you find you can't get hold of them in the next few weeks, that's why.
Yes.
Yeah. So we want to talk about the food, but I also want to talk about the van. I don't even know if the van is the right word. This vehicle, I'm looking at a picture on the screen now, looks like something I've seen in World War II movies. Is it kind of that era of vehicle?
Yeah, it's like the first one come out, I think, is in early 50s. And,
okay.
The 50s. And yeah, yeah, it's a very unique vehicle, I would say.
Yeah,
from Europe, and
it was used for transport, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was being used for everything back in the days, like
farming.
Police, was using it farming or
yeah,
bakery or whatever.
It's got. It looks like it's got corrugated siding on the side.
It
but
is.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, but purpose built. It's not made out of corrugated iron. That would have happened in New Zealand, probably.
Very simple.
Yeah. So, did you get an old rundown version of this van and do it up? Did you guys do all that work?
Yeah, from scratch, basically.
Yeah, it took us about a year and a half to get it to this.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be hard work. What state was it in when you got it?
Full of rust.
Okay. Empty and full of rust.
Yeah, fully empty, full of rust. It needed love.
Did the motor work?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the only thing.
It was the only thing.
Yeah.
I presume it's not the original motor in there.
I think so.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it probably doesn't travel too fast.
No. Definitely not.
Got only 3 gears. So.
Only 3 gears.
Left-hand drive.
Well, and hard to drive as well.
Yeah, you need to be quite confident on manual and yeah.
Yeah, because modern cars are very easy to drive.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's the opposite of that.
Everything is very stiff.
Yeah, the oldest vehicle I drove was something from the 1970s, but it was probably an older design than that. That was a challenge when I was younger, but yeah. So, so you called Pasta Paradiso. What's the big concept here? What are you guys doing?
We spent quite a bit of time to thinking about the name. Huh?
Yeah, we did. I think the concept came about when we met, actually, because I love pasta.
Yeah,
and I've been making pasta for almost 15 years, I think.
Right.
Just loved making pasta. And then when I met Matteo, obviously he makes incredible sauce.
Right.
So we started making pasta and sauce together, and then we thought, well, I'm sure other people would like this. And we had people come around for dinner and they really enjoyed it. So we thought, well, maybe we should do something with this. And then we thought, well, we could have a food truck and we could just be a bit more we can move around and we can serve pasta in different places. And then we got the truck, and that's kind of how it started. But yeah, it took us a while to get the truck into the current state. And
well, it's awesome now. Like, if you guys haven't seen it, next time you're at a market, you're not just at the Creative Market, are you?
Yeah. So we are based in Rangitahi Road, just across from the hut on a Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so they could check it out this weekend if
yes,
all going well.
Yes.
for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely worth just going to look at. Like, I was like dashing off when and Deb grabbed me at the Creative Market and said, come and meet these guys. I had a quick look and then had to leave. But I've had the chance to have a good look at the picture now. But people probably want to get and crawl inside, do they?
We've had a few people come up and look inside and kind of look around. It's really cool. It's got this Michelin Man, which we bought with the truck, just right in the front of it, and it lights up. It's so gorgeous.
Inside.
You can't really see from the photo. Yeah.
No, inside.
Oh, inside.
Yeah.
Inside. Oh, okay.
It's super cute. Yeah. And it's just the coolest little truck.
So it took a year and a half, full time. Presumably you had day jobs.
We were doing other things, and this was a side project. So yeah, we've got quite a lot of photos of us doing it from the beginning and what it looked like before. So we'll at some point put that all up on a website and tell the story.
Yeah, I want to see that on your social media.
Yeah,
there's just a couple of photos at the moment.
Yeah.
So Do you still have the day jobs? What's the story there? Or is this the main thing now?
Yeah, this is the main-ish thing. Definitely for Mateo now, I think.
Still a few things going on, but yeah.
We've always had a few side projects going on, but this one keeps us the busiest the most at the moment. Yeah.
What, I mean, were your previous day jobs, were they anything relating to this?
No, mine wasn't.
What were you doing?
Well, for me, so my background is finance.
Okay.
Yeah, which is completely different.
Well, there's money involved in it. It's part of the process.
Yeah. Most of my work for the last sort of 15 years has been helping startups with money. And so it goes hand in hand, really, that we're starting our own business.
It is a startup, isn't it?
It is a startup, and it's really amazing to have that skill set to be able to fund this project, I suppose, and to fund this business and to make it work well.
Yeah.
So, I feel very grateful for that. But, yeah, my background's all finance. And
Mateo, what were you doing?
I would say I'm multitask. I've been doing like so many different jobs, like from construction, hospitality, mechanic, and
that all fits.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah, it's a perfect combo.
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot, and in each country I've been, I always done something different.
It's interesting because when I heard you're Italian, I thought you were the source of the pasta enthusiasm.
I grew up with a nice upbringing from my parents, and my auntie, she had like a shop where she was selling pasta when I was young.
Yeah.
And of course, I always loved food, and it was a kind of a dream to open something. And eventually, when I met Candice, now like a few years back, you know, we start to talk about, and finally the dream come.
It's actually come interesting alive. Because like listening to you, there's a whole lot of things, all these different things in both your lives have all somehow been the perfect arrangement.
Combo. Yeah, they have been.
For this to happen. So just to describe the van for people who can't see it at the moment, but you could check out Pasta Paradiso on social media for a picture if you're super keen. It's painted like a baby blue. Is that what we call that, baby blue? And is that an original blue color? Like when they first started painting cars, they didn't have a lot of colors.
Oh, so it's actually really funny. So on the inside of the van, there's a color code. It's almost like ingrained into the van, and it's the original color code for that van. So when we were thinking about respraying it, we thought, should we go back to the original color? But it's actually like a darkish beige.
Dark beige.
It's like a brown. It's just not that
pastel
punchy, right?
Yeah.
So, but we wanted to be a bit more colourful, and Mateo is definitely a lot more colourful than that colour. So we went with baby blue on the outside, and then obviously on the inside we've got pink painting.
We had multiple colour at home, like, you know, thinking yellow, blue, you know, was like a process behind.
Yeah.
And we chose this baby blue outside, with a white cap, like on the roof.
On the roof, yeah. But also there's some timber, got a lot of timber in there.
Yeah, definitely. That was like another thing, you know, I was not keen to build like a normal food truck with metal, like aluminium.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give some character on this
van. It's great, because when I looked in, I was like, oh yeah, nice, and then my brain focused, and I was like, oh no, that really is nice.
I found like a friend of mine, he has like this timber, and he was not using it because it was a bit like, there were too many knots.
Yeah, so it couldn't be structural.
Yeah, and it's what I was looking for, you know, like, you know, a bit of this kind of not straight wood, you know, you can make a bit more... style,
yeah, know, bit more character.
Yeah, character. Yeah.
And you presumably had to purchase all the right equipment. Like, have you got like ovens and what's in there? Because I didn't really get a chance to look at
that. Actually, the most important thing is the pasta trays.
Mm.
So we have, how many pasta trays do we have?
We have in like around 20 pasta trays, and it's all homemade with timber, like, you know, native timber, and we put like this mesh underneath, so the pasta can breathe.
Okay, so it's that's just to hold it, to store
yeah.
it?
Yeah, to store it, to serve it, yeah. Okay. And we use those quite regularly with the pasta, yeah, making and serving.
So are you making it, like at the market, you were making it there? Not making the pasta, but making the dish, or is it all ready to go?
So we prep everything before we go out in the truck, and most of the prep for the pasta gets done at the Raglan kitchen. So
at the old school kitchen.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's spawned so many different things like that.
It's beautiful.
That kitchen.
It's awesome.
It's been a wonderful resource.
Yes, and the people there are amazing. Lots of support.
Yeah. So you've got quite a lot of work to do before you get to the market.
Yes. That's all the work. Yeah. The cooking bit's pretty straightforward. Well, for you, I don't think I could do it. I think you're really good at that.
But yeah, there is a lot of work behind as well.
Yeah.
You know, to make pasta from scratch, you know,
it's
a bit of a process.
How do you make pasta from scratch?
Oh, it's all by hand.
Flour, eggs, and water.
I figured there's flour. Yeah.
Well, actually, Matteo's pasta making is better than mine now. But we make all the dough by hand, and then we roll the dough through a machine. To flatten it, and then we have some electronic sort of cutters. In the beginning we were cutting by hand, but we found the machine to be a bit faster, so we do that now. But we're quite flexible on how we make it, in terms of how we cut the pasta. We try different things.
And is there a particular type of flour that's the optimum flour for making pasta?
Yes. Really good 00 and a bit of semolina.
00?
00.
What does that mean?
It's high grade flour.
Right, yeah. Super fine?
Super fine, yes.
Yeah. What happens if you try to make it with, let's say, whole grain flour?
It's a bit stodgy and takes longer to cook, and it's a bit more chewy.
But yeah, well, it would be, wouldn't
it? It's not as silky. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going for that silky. And and the dishes, I was looking at the menu before, unfortunately made my mouth start watering.
We're changing them quite often.
Yeah.
Oh, so the one that I've just found on the social media, that might not be current?
No. So we change the menu every week.
Every week.
We have some. We do have some sort of staple sauces, but we like to give a different special every week. It might change in the future, but at the moment, what we're trying to do is offer everyone a different taste of something.
Are you testing a little bit to see how people react?
And we love feedback. And so we're testing the market, but also we're trying to be a bit seasonal,
mm-hmm.
And take into consideration some of the things that are out there. So just a little while back, we did pumpkin ravioli, and actually we got the pumpkin from the from the market. So
because there's a great vegetable store, isn't there?
That's right. Yeah. So we're looking for good produce. To make our sauces, and that's really important.
Yeah. Do you also get along to the what's the one on Friday night? Growers market?
The growers market. Yeah, we've done that once. It's moved indoors now. It's a bit more tricky with the truck. But they've got some...
Oh, I meant just as a customer.
Oh, yes. Going to those is really good. We get a lot of good veggies.
Yeah. It's packed out at the moment. There's only, two. There's one today and one more to
That's
go.
That's right.
Then they're breaking for about 3 months for winter.
Yeah.
So, do you eat pasta outside of work now?
Oh, was it like the time.
Really? So,
oh my
so it's
goodness.
Not has it
less,
been too?
Not less. I would say less.
I don't know. Maybe I just feel like I'm eating it all the time.
Like last night we ate pasta.
We had a lot of pasta.
But
last night. But
you've got more eating to do than normal at the moment, I presume.
No, definitely. You know, we try
to cut down on the pasta. Yeah, because it's really easy now that we have so much pasta available to just go, should we have pasta? So we are trying to be a bit more.
And also, do you have leftovers sometimes from the
sometimes we do. Yeah, yeah.
It's pasta again.
I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, I got a few friends around, so, you know.
We deliver.
Oh, yeah.
We try to do some delivery on Monday.
So you do deliveries.
Deliveries. Yeah. So, you know, we deliver anything, whatever, if people want straight at home. And after Monday, you know, I have a couple of friends. If we still have some leftover, we make people happy, basically.
Right. there'll be a long list of people wanting to be your friends now. So can you describe a dish then? Describe a dish that you've got at the moment. Because I'd rather than look at the menu, which is probably out of date.
Ooh, do you know what? So this weekend,
we were doing something.
Last night was so delicious.
Okay, yeah.
So Matteo made this incredible mushroom sauce last night. Yeah. And I said, we've got to serve this. It's not cream-based, because usually we make a creamy mushroom sauce, but this was, describe it.
So, yeah, was rather was mushroom sauce without cream. So is we get in this imported mushroom from Italy. It's mm-hmm. like they call it porcini mushroom. Yeah. And it's a mix of porcini with portobello mushroom. And we use, you know, so like, you know, a bit of truffle oil and...
there's garlic in there as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Garlic and charlotte.
Shallots.
Shallots.
Yeah.
Sorry for my...
well, but that's not an English word, is it?
Like, no.
And yeah, it's getting very creamy and was super tasty.
Oh, amazing.
If you like mushroom good. And truffle, it's...
Yeah, you guys can't see them, but they are both smiling a lot about the... You're obviously still really passionate about the food, so that's, that's really good to see. And do you have, like... Do you take care of things like vegetarian dishes and yes. gluten-free and things like that? Is that
gluten-free,
a...
Gluten-free,
is that a challenge with pasta?
Yeah. A little bit. I mean, if people do want gluten-free, we say, if you could just give us a little bit of notice, we'll make you some gluten-free pasta. But we're just a bit nervous about anyone with celiac disease, because, you know, we... We do have this small chance that the flour could be contaminated. So,
okay.
But if you are interested in gluten-free, yeah, we can cater for that just with a bit of notice. So we don't offer that at the moment. We don't have enough people, I guess, to make gluten-free for every weekend. But yeah, what else? We have vegetarian and meat dishes every weekend.
And tiramisu as well. We can do gluten-free. Yeah.
Okay. Order. Yeah. So as well as being at, so you're opposite the hut on
which Saturdays and Sundays.
Sundays, and you do the creative market. Where else do you guys turn up?
Well, that's it at the moment. We've been, I suppose, we had a soft launch, call it that, because we've only been open for 2 months. But we are going to ramp up at some point. Maybe we're just waiting for the baby.
Yeah, maybe a few months.
Yeah.
And then because it's quite funny. We have a lot of people asking us if we're open during the week. And we're not, obviously, so it's interesting. I think maybe for winter what we'd like to do is provide a service to people where they could order online and then they could have delivery throughout the week on certain days.
I mean, winter's always a challenge in Raglan.
It is.
To make something
and
fly.
I don't think people, and also us, would like to be sitting in a van with the sideways rain. You know, that might wet the pasta.
Yes.
So I think we'll see how that goes, but delivery is definitely on the agenda.
Okay, and there are other markets and things.
There are other things. Yeah, we're going to keep those to ourselves at the moment until they actually.
Okay, you're looking. Yeah, you're exploring.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And I guess there's also quite a few events that happen in Raglan over summer as well now.
We love the events. We've done quite a few actually so far, which has been amazing. Before we launched the truck in Rangitahi, we had a couple of events pop up, and they were really good. Really good fun. We love making a lot of pasta for one big event.
Yeah.
And we've had a couple of 80 to 100 people. We've got another big one coming up.
Okay, so you could do Christmas parties?
We could definitely do Christmas parties.
You better look out, because there'll be demand.
There's only one day of Christmas. But we also were thinking of potentially doing cook pasta at home for dinner parties and things like that. So there's so many options. We're open to all of them and discovering them. We actually did a hen party. And we had 18 amazing ladies, and we were teaching them to make pasta for their hen party.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna have a few weeks sort of off. Although Matteo, you're probably gonna have to keep going, aren't you?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just checking to see if someone's sending me questions. No, that's about a plumber. sometimes someone asks me a question, and sometimes it's my wife talking about the plumber. So, folks, we're talking to Candice and Matteo from Pasta Paradiso, and you might have seen them at outside the hut or at the creative market last month, 2 weeks ago, I guess that was, sort of now.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'd be, I don't know if you'd be back in 2 weeks.
No.
for that one, with the baby coming.
I would try. I have a good friend of mine, he's coming from down south, from Nelson, and he eventually...
A substitute.
Yeah, eventually he's going to help me out in the wild. Candice is going to be busy with the baby.
Have you guys probably haven't got family around here, have you?
No, we don't. don't. No.
Yeah. So
many friends.
Friends
many,
are our
that's
family.
Good. Yeah. You need some people around you for
yeah.
For coming up. And how did you end up in Raglan? And was it to do with this or was it separate?
No. I was just traveling through, and I think I just stopped by, and I never left.
Yeah. I have no idea how many times I get told that. Yeah. Yeah.
I just never left. Yeah, it's one of those places I've travelled a lot of New Zealand, and I love all of New Zealand, but then this place, just the community feel was really touching, and I love the supportive side of the people that live here. The shops are beautiful, and obviously it's by the sea, and yeah, I really fell in love.
Yeah, and Matteo, you were happy to come here then?
Yeah, definitely. I start my New Zealand experience in Queenstown.
Yeah.
Been living down there for... almost 4 years.
Yeah.
And every summer I was taking, like, you know, 1 month off and driving from Queenstown to Raglan, you know, to enjoy the ocean and the beautiful vibes, until, you know, of course I took the decision and said, okay, it's time to move, and I move up here, and I met Candice straight away. And
okay, so that sealed the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met her here and that's it. And
yeah, cool. So, do you guys ever go to the supermarket, and when was the last time you bought some cheap pasta from the supermarket?
No. Just
I know.
No.
That was, I knew I'd get a reaction out of that.
Like, no. I think I had this conversation with a girlfriend the other day, and she's like, oh, I just buy from the supermarket. I'm like, do you have any idea how easy it is to make? It's so easy and so delicious. But that's how it started for me.
Yeah.
And it honestly doesn't take you longer than half an hour to make some incredibly good pasta.
Okay, that easy.
Yeah, it really is.
Sounds like.
Well, after some practice, you'll get to know.
Yeah, okay.
Doing, right.
What goes wrong if you? What can go wrong if you?
If you rush it.
If you rush it.
Yeah.
And then what do you get? A mush.
You just get hard. You get pasta that you can't roll very well, and then it doesn't turn into like pasta strings. It just turns into like broken pasta.
But you're not making the stuff like we see in the supermarket that's rock hard, and then you put it in the water. It's not. And there's nothing like that.
No. So we make it, and it's obviously soft in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we do dry it. So, but it's air dried. Whereas everything you buy in the shop has got preservatives in it.
Mm.
Okay. So it's mixed with other things.
Yeah.
Ours is the most natural way to make pasta, and it's the traditional way.
And what sort of, I mean, there's different types of pasta.
Yeah.
So just before we go, just tell us what the different types are that you make, because I don't really even know how to ask the question about it. Like.
So we, at the moment we make tagliatelle.
Yeah, mostly fettuccine, tagliatelle.
Yeah. Yeah.
We try to make like shorter one, but at the moment, you know, we work it out, like, you know,
it's a bit more tricky.
Is it about the shape or is it about the texture? Like, what's the story?
It's about both, because the sauce complements the type of pasta you make. And it's all about so when you buy pasta in the shop, you see the grooves. Those grooves are there for a reason. They're to hold and stick the sauce.
Ah, right.
So, there's certain pastas that go well with certain sauces. And so I don't know if anyone tried, was it the prawn? We did the prawn one, yeah.
Fettuccine is the one goes with most everything.
Most of everything, yeah.
You know, if you start with the short pasta, definitely you need to play with the sauce.
Yeah, you have to play with the sauce. So we've done a couple of other pasta shapes. It's a skill, and it takes a bit of time to learn those skills. So we're exploring. I love making ravioli. Like, it's my thing. I could spend all day just making ravioli. So,
do you need special implements for getting the shape right?
Not really.
I'm now suddenly trying to imagine how that actually happens.
Yeah, well, because it's handmade, we're not too precious about it all being exactly the same. And that just brings the character to the pasta.
Yeah,
but for ravioli, there are some tools that are really really helpful, but you just need a pasta or a dough scraper, a knife, and you can do a lot with that.
Okay. And I had one other question too, like, when you go out to friends' places, do they ever cook you pasta now, or are they all too are they too scared to cook you pasta?
I don't think anyone has made us. Who's made us pasta? Has anyone made us fresh? No one has ever made me fresh pasta. Unless you've been in Italy.
And they're not going to get you stuff from the shop when you come round, because that would be like an...
Yeah, I don't think...
This is a really funny idea.
No. Maybe, yeah, when we are in Italy.
When we're in Italy, but I mean, if you buy pasta from the shop in Italy, I mean, it's a different quality altogether.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won't put up with the stuff that we get our budget dollar packet of pasta.
No.
Yeah. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Candice and Matteo from Pasta Paradiso, and you got to check out their van and you've got to check out their pasta. Where's the next place people can see you this weekend?
Yes, we're open on Saturday and Sunday from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, but there is Baby Jew in the Pasta Paradiso family, so at some point soon you guys might disappear off the radar for a few weeks or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll let everyone know.
Yeah, we will see. Maybe I can still manage to work during the weekend.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Yes.
You just don't know.
He's optimistic.
it might be fine, and it might be like
exactly.
intense. You never know.
So, exactly. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks heaps for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Ciao.
All right, folks. End of the show for the day and for the week. I will be back again on Monday morning.